Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Tuesday morning, November 11th, 2025, and we have a lineup of environmental and energy headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Critical Infrastructure Technologies executes a confidentiality agreement with Siemens Government Technologies, Inc. Critical Infrastructure Technologies Ltd. announces the execution of a non-disclosure agreement with Siemens Government Technologies, Inc., a U.S.-based subsidiary of Siemens AG. This agreement allows for the confidential exchange of technical, commercial, and design information between the two companies. The partnership will explore collaboration opportunities around SciTech's Nexus platform, integrating Siemens' power, control, and digital technologies. This collaboration aims to enhance energy resilience, field communications, and infrastructure security for defense, emergency response, and government applications. SciTech's CEO, Brenton Scott, highlights the significance of this partnership, combining SciTech's deployable technologies with Siemens' expertise in smart infrastructure and digital integration. QuantumZyme expands AI-driven enzyme engineering platform to broaden green API manufacturing applications. QuantumZyme Corp. has expanded its AI-driven enzyme engineering platform to target additional high-volume active pharmaceutical ingredients beyond ibuprofen. This initiative aims to advance green pharmaceutical manufacturing, reducing hazardous waste, toxic solvent use, and carbon emissions. Leveraging enzyme families, machine learning models, and in silico design workflows, QuantumZyme is developing sustainable pathways for APIs with global environmental impact. The company's biocatalysis-first approach offers reduced chemical waste, solvent usage, lower carbon footprint, and improved cost efficiency. CEO Naveen Kulkarni stated that QuantumZyme's goal is to develop a sustainable and eco-friendly approach to API manufacturing, supporting supply chain resiliency and sustainability goals. For more information, visit quantumzymecorp.com.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.